Sagt Mar Shmuel said one may enter into a contract with a guy to complete a job, even if that guy will work on Shabbos, but only if the job is being done beyond his chumrah. Papa said it only may be done if it's not near any other Jewish city, so that the Jews will not see this work being done for another Jew. Rashi added, even then, this may only be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov when Yidden will not be able to travel there, but not on Chalamoid when Yidden may travel there. The palace of Mazuta, the son of Nachman, was built by Goyim on Shabbos using the allowances above. Rav Safar, Rav Huna, and Rav Chinuna, and some say even Mazuta himself wouldn't go into the palace because it was built on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel said that this is Mutter, so why do you refuse to walk in? Mar says, because an Adam Choshev has to act more stringently with himself. Others say that Mazuta provided some of the building material, and therefore it was not the same as where the guy was contracted and independently built the house. Avchama allowed the repairman of the Reish Kaluzah to work in Chalamoid since they were paid with food instead of money. Braisa says one may contract with a guy on Chalamoid to do work after Chalamoid, but not on Chalamoid. The general rule is only something that can be done by a Yid may be asked of a guy to do it for a Yid. Braisa says one may contract with a guy on Chalamoid to do work after Chalamoid as long as the Yid doesn't need to measure, weigh, or count to make the contract. Braisa says one may not make animals mate on Chalamoid. Similarly, one may not make a Bechar animal or a Apostle Carbon mate. Bryce says one may not make animals mate on Chalamoid. Rabbi Huda says if a donkey is in her heat, we may make a male donkey mate with her because if that does not happen, she will no longer want to mate, and that would cause a loss to the owners. Other animals may be brought to the barn together, male and female, and left to mate on their owner. Bryce says we may not fence in animals to fertilize a field on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chalamoid, but if they went into the fenced area on their own, we may leave them there to fertilize the field. We may not help Goyim who came on their own to bring animals to fertilize the Yid's field, and we may not give them a watchman to watch their animals. If the guy was hired on a weekly, monthly, or annual salary, we may help them and give them a watchman. Rebbe says, when the Goyim come on their own, we allow them to do so only as follows. On Shabbos, only if the Goyim were simply expecting a favor in return. On Yom Tov, even if they're expecting food in return. And on Chalamoid, even if they're expecting to be paid. Rav Yosef paskin like Rebbe. Zakta Mishnah. Similarly, one who had his fresh wine in a vat which needs to be put into barrels to prevent it from spoiling, and he then became an oval, Rechman El Son, or it was before Yom Tov, and he couldn't remove the wine from the vat before Yom Tov because of an oinus, or because workers didn't show up, as they had promised. Rabbi Yossi says he may pour all the wine into barrels and seal the barrels in a normal way in Chalamoid. Rabbi Huda says he may only cover the barrels in a temporary way to prevent spoilage, but he may not seal them in the normal way in Chalamoid. Zakta Gemara, this Mishnah is needed in addition to the previous Mishnah, which really had the same achlokes regarding oil, because if we were only to say the last Mishnah, we would think that Rabbi Yossi is only Mekel over there because losing oil is a big loss, but he would not be as Mekel regarding the loss of wine. If we only had the second Mishnah, we would say it's only regarding the wine that Rabbi Huda is so machmir because the loss is not significant, but regarding oil, we would think that maybe he would be more Mekel. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba said the view that one must do malacha in an unusual manner in Chalamoid, even when it's being done to prevent the loss, does not follow Rabbi Yosi, because he says the work may even be done in a normal manner. Rabbi Yosef paskin like Rabbi Yosi. They asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak if one may seal a barrel of beer on Chalamoid. He said Rabbi Yosef already paskin like Rabbi Yosi that a barrel may be sealed. They said that may only be by a barrel of wine. He said a barrel of wine may be sealed so as to prevent the loss. The same reason would apply to a barrel of beer as well. Rav Chama bar Guri, in the name of Rav, said the halachas of Chalamoid are like the halachas of Kutim. Rav Daniel bar Katina, in the name of Rav, explained they're the same in the sense that one halacha regarding a malacha and Chalamoid cannot be used to extrapolate another halacha. We find that Shmuel allowed waterproofing a jug but not a barrel, and Rav Din bar of Nardo held the opposite. One would think that if one may be waterproof, the other may be as well. We see that we can't extrapolate one halacha for another. Abaye said we have a tradition of Kabbalah that the halachas of Chalamoid are like the halachas of Shabbos. There are some that one is potter if he does them, although they're also to do. And then there are some that are mutter to be done, even l'chatchila. Rav Huna had Goyim reap his harvest from Chalamoid because the produce would have been ruined if left until after Yom Tov. Rabbi Huna asked him, a braisa says that one may only do work on grain that's still attached to the ground if he has nothing else to eat, and even then he may not use oxen. Based on this, how do you allow your produce to be cut? He answered, we see from another braisa that this braisa follows the singular view of Rabbi Yosi, and therefore we do not follow that view. If that braisa follows the view of Rabbi Yosi, effectively, why can't oxen be used? We previously said that Rabbi Yosi allows permitted work to be done in the usual manner. But I said, because oxen are never used in the threshing process, which is why it can't be used on Chalamoid either. The reason they may not be used is so as not to create a whole commotion on Chalamoid. So Chalamoid braisa says one may grind on Chalamoid only for his Yom Tov needs. If he grinds and there's leftover after Yom Tov, it's mutter. One may cut branches on Chalamoid only for his Yom Tov needs. If he cuts and is left over after Yom Tov, it's mutter. One may brew beer on Chalamoid for his Yom Tov needs. If he brews and beer and is left over after Yom Tov, it's mutter, as long as it was not made with like a trick so that some should be left over after Yom Tov. Another braisa seems to say that one may use a trick to make more beer than he actually needs for Yom Tov. Where it says, as machleichas hanoim, whether this may be done, as can clearly be seen in a braisa. Rav had goyim heap his harvest for him on Chalamoid, because they would have been ruined if left until after Yom Tov. Shmuel heard about this and became upset. fact, Gemara, should we say that Shmuel holds like the singular view of Rabbi Yossi that we mentioned before? So Gemara says Rav's field was a wheat field, which would not have gotten ruined had it been left until after Yom Tov, and that's why it doesn't have to be a Shmuel held like Rabbi Yossi. If that's true, why did Rav allow the produce to be cut? Because Rav had nothing else to eat. Shmuel was not aware of that. And therefore, he felt that even so, Rav was a Nodim Choshev, and therefore had to act more with more Chumrah. Rav Yehuda Nasiya once wore a signet ring in his Chatzar on Shabbos, and once drank water that was cooked by a Goy. Rami heard about these things and became upset. We find these things on Mutter, because he felt that since Rav Yehuda Nasiya was a Nodim Choshev, he should have conducted himself more stringently. Chanan, the name of Rav, said a person may cut down an entire palm tree in Chalamoy, even if all he needs is the sawdust. Abaye cursed anyone who would follow that psak. Rashi had a forest in Shalanya, and he went to cut down some trees of Chalamoy for their sawdust. Rav Shila of Shalanya asked him, how do you do that? Although Rav Chanan allowed it, Abaye cursed anyone who does. So Rashi said that he didn't hold of Abaye's view. As he began chopping, the axe slipped and almost cut his leg off. He stopped and then went home. Abihuda allowed one to uproot flax to cut kishuasa and to uproot shumshimi on Chalamoy. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, flax can be used on Yom Tov and kishusa can be used to make beer for Yom Tov and therefore the mutter, but shumshimi have no use on Yom Tov because they have to be first dried before they can be used. So why are they allowed to be uprooted on Chalamoy? He said, because there are seeds inside of them that can be used right away, and therefore they can be used on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yanni had an orchard that needed to be picked on Chalamoy to prevent the loss, and he did so. The people saw him do so, and they figured that picking fruit from the trees must be more to Chalamoy. And the following year, they all went ahead and picked their fruit from the trees on Chalamoy. Rabbi Yanni was so upset for having somewhat caused these people to do this Aveira that he was mafke his entire orchard for that year. Zok the Mishnah, one may bring his fruit into his house on Chalamoy to protect him from thieves and may remove flax from the water to prevent him from getting ruined as long as he didn't purposely delay doing so until Chalamoy. If any of this work was purposely delayed until Chalamoy, it becomes usur to benefit from even. Zok the Gemara Bryce says the fruit must be brought into his house in private. Rav Yosef had beans that had to be brought into his house in Chalamoy so that they shouldn't get ruined, and he brought them indoors during the day. Abaye said to him, it says it should be done in private. Rav Yosef said, daytime is more private because if it's done at night, additional people will need it to be all torches and will become more of a public scene.